أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا، وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الإسراء، otherwise known as سورة بني إسرائيل. Verses number 16 and 17. Verses number 16 and 17. شكرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 16, and if we want to destroy a place, could be a town, could be a city, could be a province, could be a country. إِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَّرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We command the elite. We make sure that the message gets through to the elite, the politicians, السياسيون ورجال الأعمال, and the business people, who by the way control the politicians. We make sure the message gets through to them, that they must stop with their oppression. They must stop with their corruption. They must stop with their tyranny. They must stop with their aiding and abetting of genocide. But then after the message got through to them, and loudly and clearly, as clear as the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day, what did they do? فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. They transgressed. They overstepped. They continued in their oppression and in their tyranny and in their aiding and abetting of genocide. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. And so they became worthy of al-qawl. What qawl is that? إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Indeed, our word to something, when we want it to happen, when we want to bring it into being, إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَا. You'll notice the word أَرَدْنَا. How did we start this verse? Or how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start this verse? We, as in reading it and listening to it. وَإِذْ أَرَدْنَا And if we want to do what? أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring that will, that irada into being with al-qawl. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ After being warned, the elite, the politicians, the business people that control them, that buy and sell them, that elect them and fire them. After receiving the clear message that they must stop with whatever they're doing, فَفَسَقُوا What is fisk? إِذَا فَسَقَتِ الرُّتْبَةُ عَنْ قِشْرِهَا I've given you this analogy many times. The Arabs, they say, when the fruit or the vegetable, when it comes out of the skin, that is what you call fisk, linguistically, literally. إِذَا فَسَقَتِ الرُّتْبَةُ عَنْ قِشْرِهَا Because that skin is there for protection. And as long as the fruit or the vegetable remains within the skin for its lifetime, unless it, of course, dies, and that's another story. But if it comes out prematurely from that protective skin, what will happen? It will go bad. It will rot. It will become decrepit. And that is the protective layer of the Sharia that we have. The laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ And if you judge between people, you judge with justice. You judge by the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not by your whims and your fancies, not by your lusts and desires. And certainly not with oppression. إِنِّي حَرَمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنُكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited himself. Hadith Qudsi. I've prohibited myself from oppressing. And I've made oppression prohibited amongst you. So do not oppress. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا And so what did the elite do? They transgressed the boundaries of that protective layer of the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ And as a result, they became deserving of al-qawl, of the command. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدَمِيرًا And we utterly destroyed them. We annihilated them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us And this is not the first time that he has done this. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا Verse number 17. I got verse number 16 and verse number 17. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا And how many nations, just imagine, how many nations, how many generations, use the word قُرُون, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحِ من بعد نوح وما أدراك من نوح How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the people that didn't listen to Nuh? The elite that mocked Nuh. يا نوح أتجري السفينة على اليابس Oh Nuh, when they saw him building the ark in the middle of the desert, what did he ask? What did they ask him? They mocked him. They said, Oh Nuh, does a ship sail on dry land? But who was laughing in the end? After they were all drowned. And how many generations have we destroyed after the people that we saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam from? I'm putting that saved because that's the, of course, we know the end of the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? تَجَرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرْ The ark? Sailed under our protection as a reward for the one who was rejected. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was rejected. He and his three sons and their three wives were saved, and everybody else was destroyed. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمَ الْبَاقِينَ And we made his progeny the only survivors.
So Allah says, how many nations after that have we destroyed? Just imagine. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And Allah is sufficient. Allah is sufficient as the one who is all-knowing and all-seeing of the sins of his servants. United States of America. The Congress who have felt the cane, either at school or in ifalaka bari madrasa. Both. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, Allah has a cane. Ya Rab. Fasabba alayhim rabbuka sawta azab. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. And Allah brought down upon them the cane of His punishment. He poured it for صَبَّ. صَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابِ. Allah uses the example of Aad and Thamud and Fir'aun. They're just examples, namadij, for the people of evil and corruption, of oppression and tyranny, of massacres and genocide. They are just namadij. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Did you not see what your Lord did with Aad? Iram dhat al-imad. Iram of lofty pillars. Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. The likes of which Allah had not created anywhere else. Mighty nations. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. And Thamud carved their palaces and their homes out of the mountains. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And Pharaoh, possessing of great pigs, again, or of lofty pillars, or firmly established in the land, are some of the tafasir that our mufassirun have shared with us. Firmly established was Fir'aun in the land. 1171, with the collapse of the Bronze Age, all the city-states were destroyed except for Egypt. They were the strongest nation of their time. They were the superpower of their time. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ تَغَوْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. But as a superpower, what did they do? تَغَوْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They transgressed in the earth. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ تَغَوْ فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. What did they do? They brought great corruption to the earth. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. And so Allah brought down upon them the cane or the rod of His anger. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Indeed, your Lord is ever watching. Allah, with all their crimes, and it will take me a long time to list to you the crimes of the Americans. Or the crimes, if we must go far back enough, the crimes of the Europeans in America from the time of Cortez and Amerigo Vespucci and Christopher Columbus, the extermination of 90 million First Nation tribes. Not 90 million tribes, but you know what I mean, 90 million people. And everything that has happened since then. Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. With all their crimes, they've never gone as low as what they have gone today. Was it Wednesday? when he spoke in the Congress. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah. A war criminal. A man for whom the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant. A man who is hated by many of his own people and is wanted for corruption in his own country. Was applauded, was lauded, was praised, was elevated, was venerated, was revered on Wednesday, almost as the leader and the president of the United States of America. More than that, exactly. More than that. More than that. Got a standing ovation. A standing ovation. And it's not the first time. It's not the first time. And I'm sure you must have seen the images of them applauding, and some good brother or good sister then juxtaposed as they were applauding, juxtaposed the death and destruction, في قتال عزة, in the strip of dignity, in the strip of honor, in the strip of iman, in the strip of martyrs, والصالحين, and pious people. قتال عزة وهي غزة. والله بالله تالله. They are not going to get away with this. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. ولا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسلا. إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام. يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. ترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين بالأصفاد. سرابيلهم من قطران وتخشى وجوههم النار. ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت. إن الله سريع الحساب. Do not think for one moment that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. وكان حقا علينا نصر المؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's a haqq. Allah has made it a right. Allah has enjoined it upon Himself to give victory to the believers. And Allah will never ever break it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. مستحيل. Impossible. Allah will never ever break His promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't think for one moment that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. Indeed, Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution. Every single dua that you hear the people of Gaza making, or the people in the West Bank, or anybody, any Muslim, in fact, any oppressed person. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, beware of the prayer of the oppressed person, because it is answered by Allah. Guaranteed. Even if it be after a while. After a time. Hukum? Arab Afrikaans. Because Allah, He gives respite. Khidrat. That's why it can happen after a while. We see the oppressed making dua on the oppressor. Say, why isn't anything happening? Because Allah gives respite. For what reason? وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite. Let them go to Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, is that what it's called? Mar-a-Lago. Old Trump's, is it a golf course? Yeah. Golf estate, Mar-a-Lago. Where he's hosting his friend, the war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu. It almost seems, for a person who does not have iman, it seems like these people are getting away with this. Wallahi, they're not getting away with it. Why do I say that? Because Allah says so. Let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite for their own good, for their own benefit. Nay, we only give them respite that they might increase in sin, and for them is a humiliating torment. Let's go back to the previous verse. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. Do not think that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. The believers will get their victory, and the kuffar will get their destruction, will get their punishment. A humiliating punishment. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Indeed, Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution. He hears the prayers of the oppressed and He's going to answer them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِ لِلظَّالِمْ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. Allah gives respite to the oppressor. But when He takes him, there's no escape. There's no getting away. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ. The day when this earth will be exchanged for another earth. وَالسَّمَوَاتِ. And these heavens will be exchanged for other heavens. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. And everybody will come out for the one, the compeller. Everybody will be standing there, naked and uncircumcised. In fact, Sayyida Aisha, she asked, will the people not be looking at each other? She asked the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Ya Aisha, al-amru a'zamu min dhalik. She said, Aisha, the matter is far greater than that. People won't even find the time. People won't even find the space or within their hearts because of the faza', because of the fear, being encompassed and engrossed by terror, the terror of that day. They won't be looking at each other. يَوْمَ تُبَدُّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On that day, تَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. You will see the criminals. Watch out, Mr. Netanyahu, Mr. Biden, Mr. Trump, watch out. تَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ بِالْأَصْفَادِ. You'll see them tied up in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانٍ. Their clothing will be made of fuel. Fuel. Have you ever been to the shop and you see these tracksuits and you smell it and it smells like petrol? I wouldn't wear something like that, and I don't smoke. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانٍ. Their clothing will be made of fuel and it will be set ablaze. وَتَغْشَى وَجُوهُمْ النَّارِ. And the flames will be consuming their faces. Just like the flames of their 2,000-pound bombs. I think I explained some of these bombs, how they burn. Especially when it comes to plastic explosives. That burns at a temperature of 3,500 degrees Celsius. Can you imagine what that will do to a human body? Phosphorus. White phosphorus, which burns through everything. Even through bones. On that day, you will see the criminals in chains. Their clothing will be made of fuel, and that fuel will be set ablaze, and the flames will be consuming their faces. Why? لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. In order that everybody should get what they deserve. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ. And Allah is most swift in taking account. Most swift in taking account. Now, Jamaat al-Muslimin, don't you find this interesting that this is in Surah al-Isra? وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا نُهْلِكَ قَرِيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ فَدَّمَّرْنَا هَالتَّدْمِيرَ. This is in Surah al-Isra. Surah al-Isra, which is about what? About Bani Israel. That's why it's also called Surah Bani Israel, the chapter of Bani Israel. About the entry into the land that Allah wrote for them, but with stringent conditions. That's why Allah Ta'ala quotes to us what Nabi Musa said to them when they were standing at Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea is the southernmost gate of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, of the Holy Land, historical Palestine. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ He said, oh my people, enter the land that's been written for you. أُدْخُلُ الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَرْتَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ But don't turn on your heels. What does this mean? Do you know that they were being sent for jihad? Literally, Bani Israel were taken out of Egypt after being in slavery for 400 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Nabi Musa, the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to take them out of Egypt, to take them to the Holy Land that they might literally wage jihad and conquer the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. People that were doing what? And who? Actually not. The Moabites are on the east of the Jordan River. This was west of the Jordan River. From the top of the east of the Jordan River, you had the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. They were not on the list. Everything east of the Jordan River. That happened later, yes, during the Hashmonean period. But the initial period, when Yusha bin Nun, Joshua, and Caleb ibn Yufanna, Caleb, when they took Bani Israel over the Jordan River in about 1399 BC, and within a space of about 30, afwan, they don't give exact time, but within that time, they conquered about 33 city states. And they were being sent there to establish what? To establish Tawheed. And to establish shir'atan wa minhaja, the law and the way that had been given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Mosaic law. And so what did they do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra, وَقَدَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنَ And we decreed to Bani Israel, فِي الْكِتَابِ Ibn Ashur says, أي فِي الْكُتُبِ Because there are so many, If you open the Tanakh, the Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, the Old Testament, you'll be shocked as to how many warnings Bani Israel got. That if you worship other gods, if you don't fulfill all the commandments and statutes of God, you will be destroyed from the land. One warning Nabi Musa gave, the land will vomit you out like it vomited out those who came before you. And then when Yusha took them in, he gave them the same warning again. And then after Nabi Allah Dawood alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Sulaiman, his son, David and Solomon, prophets of Allah, Muslim prophets, all the prophets, Dinuhum Wahid, the prophet said, their religion is one, which is Islam. And after Nabi Sulaiman died, alayhi salatu wasalam, then the kingdom split into two. The northern kingdom, all 20 kings worshipped idols. The kingdom of Israel, they called it. And the southern kingdom was the kingdom of Judea. Again, all 20 kings, bar six, only six of them didn't worship idols. And so they were what? They were destroyed from the land. With what? With the rod of God. It's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar Buchtanasar is referred to as. He's referred to as the rod, the cane of Allah. Allah destroyed them. He destroyed first the northern kingdom in 722 by the Neo-Assyrians. And then he destroyed the southern kingdom in 586 by the Neo-Babylonians. And then, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that ثُمَّ رَدَّدْنَا لَكُمْ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ But after their repentance, Allah gave them the kingdom again. He gave them a second chance. And what happened after that? They rebelled again. Allah sent them Al-Masih. Mashiach. Isa ibn Maryam. Jesus, the son of Mary. And what did they do? They rejected him and even tried to kill him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought upon them his rod and his cane again with the Romans. Titus, the son of Vespasian, in the year 70. Masjid al-Aqsa was burnt to the ground, just like Nebuchadnezzar did it in 587. And then Hadrian drove them from the land where the great diaspora began.
What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Holy Quran as وَقَطَعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا, and we scattered them amongst the nations. Now in Surah Al-Isra, at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمُكُمْ, and after that, it might be that your Lord will show mercy to you. Who's the mercy? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It's all they had to do. All they had to do was to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize him like they recognize one of their children. I hope everybody can recognize their children. Now that is how the Jews recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because he was from Ismail and not from Ishaq, they disbelieved in him. Hasadan min indi anfusihim. Out of envy, out of hiqd, out of hatred. They always looked down. In fact, in some circles they called them the Hagarines because they came from Sayyidah Hajar. Asa rabbukum an yarhamakum. That was their chance. To be of the inheritors of the land? Because we, the Ummah of Muhammad, this qadiyah is not a qadiyah of nationalism. This qadiyah, this issue of historical Palestine, of the Holy Land, of the Blessed Land, this is mirath al-Ummah. This is the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad. Inna awla an-nas bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'u. Those who have most right over Abraham are those who follow Abraham. Wa hadha an-nabiy, up until Muhammad, because when he comes, he has more right than anyone over Abraham. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those that believe with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his ummah. This is the Palestinians, the Muslimun in Palestine, in historical Palestine, they are the custodians of this inheritance. And that's what October 7th was all about. Tufan al-Aqsa, al-Aqsa flood. To liberate ourselves from the yoke of oppression and brutal occupation. Not because it's a nationalist endeavor. No, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fulfill our duty to Him, Jalla fi'ala. Making right with Him where we've done wrong. And then He will grant us victory over our enemies. But in as far as America, in as far as the Congress and the Senate is concerned, beware the rod of Allah. Beware the rod of Allah. Open your Bibles and read about the rod of God. Because at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا. It might be that your Lord will show mercy to you. After the Romans, approximately 600 years later, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ, but if you come to the land, you don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't accept him as the mercy to all the worlds. You don't follow his shir'atan wa minhaja, the law and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him completed, culminated and perfected the deen of Islam. And if you come back to the land without permission, if you come back to your ways of evil, corruption and oppression, udana, we will come back to punishing you. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. And Allah poured down upon them the rod of his punishment. Indeed, Allah is all aware of what his servants are doing. Jamaat al-Muslimin, don't lose hope. Inshallah, victory is near. Imma nasru, imma shahada. Either victory or martyrdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our martyrs. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I've got two notices on paper and one in my heart. I mean, the one that's in my heart, I'm going to give that first. Somebody that I asked everybody to make dua for last week, Brother Kemal Effendi, he passed away in the early hours of this morning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah, this life is very short, Jamaat al-Muslim. We need to get ready to meet our Lord. We need to get ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma tuba alayna. Allah, forgive us and guide us, Ya Allah. His janazah will be, I think it's 2:30. Let me just get the correct announcement here in front of me. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Janazah leaving 11 Oakfield Road. 11 Oakfield Road. That'll be at 2:30, inshallah ta'ala. That's in Claremont, just before you get the bridge that goes over the railway. And the janaz will be going to Mowbray Maqbara, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Then please make dua for Fatima Hart, who has cancer, currently resides in Miami. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her complete shifa. Then Masjid al-Sunni announcement, monthly Qiyam al-Layl program, Friday the 2nd of August, 2024, 9:30 p.m. inshallah. Guest reciter, Qari Hassan Leek. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت
اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة في قتال عزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا، وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم، اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم عليك بهم يا رب العالمين. وحر المسجد الأقصى والبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم، وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. أقام الله أدام ودامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا، اعتدلوا، تراسوا، سدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. وصلوا صلاة المودة. And let's pray our salah as if it's Allah's salah. Is there enough space at the back? Okay, all right. Stow. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله.
الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب الأكرم أن يشفي أختنا فاطمة وجميع المرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وخاصة أخانا كمال إفندي اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين وصديقين وشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيق ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.